Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In meaning, I think some of them we're talking about here are near the head of that list. When normally, I mean, of course, Ohio State, Michigan's going to be big, right? But I don't know. I think there's some really telling other ones that we're kind of hitting on here for that conference.
Well, I think the other thing that I was starting to think about too is it also feels like coming into the season, we had fairly light coaching turnover. And I get part of that was probably money concerns, and everyone's just kind of like, let's avoid this. I feel like there's so many coaches that are like on weird spots. Like, okay, Sherome can answer in the definitive if they are as good as, but like, what if they're like 9-3? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's year two. It's obviously maybe too soon, but like, do those rumblings start? Then like, you're obviously going to have the contenders in the SEC. Like, okay, Florida's always just going to be, you know, there's uncertainty there. So it's like, can he prove it in the definitive? Yes, but it also feels like if he doesn't prove it in the definitive, that he could be on the market. Brian Kelly at LSU, like, if it's a good year, like, yeah, okay, this is what we brought him in for, but like, I feel like there's a lot of questions of not everyone's going to be in the playoff. What happens when these teams that have playoff aspirations end up not making the playoff?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point because, and I think what maybe you're alluding to there is like, I don't know that any of those teams are going to stink. Like, I think it's easy.
I don't think any of them are going to be the disaster where it's like, it's obvious.
Right. If Florida goes 4-8, Billy Napier's getting fired, right? But I don't think they're going to go 4-8. And so that's going to be the thing. If Florida goes 8-4, If Oklahoma goes 8-4, if LSU goes 9-3 and misses the playoff, if Michigan goes 8-4, 9-3, what are you going to do with those coaches? You know, they're not disaster seasons, but they're not playoff seasons. These guys are, you know, kind of either, you know, in some cases they're on the hot seat, and others, like, you can see the hot seat at least on the horizon. So what do you do with these guys if they go 8-4 or 9-3? You kick the can down the road another year? Or do you say, no, this was a playoff or bust situation? I think it may depend on the person and the buyout, right?
Yeah.
We
didn't even mention, like, what is USC going to do?
Right. Right. Yeah. Another one in that category. It's almost like if you're an athletic director, of course, you're not rooting for the disaster season, but if you're
rooting for a definitive answer. You don't want the leaping in the middle.
It makes it real easy. You make the playoff, great. You're not firing your coach. You go 4-8, okay. See you, buddy. We're eating a buyout and we're starting over. 8-4 has just become kind of that no man's land.
Because nobody's happy. It's not like your fan base is celebrating. So
right.
Like, you're now starting to deal with apathy, but you're also like objectively at the point where it's like, can I really justify kicking over $50 million or whatever?
Uh-huh. Yeah, in particular, if you look at Florida and Oklahoma, which I think play the two toughest schedules in the country, it's like, are you going to hit the start over button if one of those guys go 8-4? And you think, what other coach against this schedule could have gone 10-2 and got them into the playoffs? You know, I mean, I'm not saying there aren't other coaches out there,
No, but I think that's a, I actually think that's a legitimate question. It's like, all right, because so far too often people make the knee-jerk reaction of, all right, we got to move on. All right, what's your plan?
Right, right. Yeah, and so, and I know that's a weak argument to fans. You go 8-4, you wanted to make the playoff, and it's year 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 for a coach, you want to make a change. But it's, I do think some of this has got to be viewed through the lens of the schedule. And I mean, there's nobody out there that would be raising their hand saying they want to play Oklahoma or Florida's schedule this year. Those two schedules are like designed to get your coach fired. I'm not saying that.
No, I totally agree.
The office we're doing, but I mean, whether coincidence or intentional, that is the schedule you would draw up if you're trying to get your man fired. Is what Oklahoma and Florida are facing this year.
All right, Blake, it's fun to actually talk some ball. We appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
That is Blake Topmeyer, again, of the USA Today Sports Network. When we come back, we'll get into the list. There was a story out of Louisiana that I saved for Tim. It broke on Wednesday, but I wanted to discuss it with Tim because it truly brings a whole new meaning to it just means more. So we'll discuss that, get back into the NBA Finals, and more coming up this weekend. We'll do it next during hour number 2. Stick around and listen to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The Summer of 1,000 Engagements is going on right now over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and you should take advantage of it because not only are you going to get up to 40% off engagement rings, anniversary bands, wedding bands, and wedding sets with the Summer of 1,000 Engagements, they're also giving away a 1,000-carat diamond giveaway. If you spend $999 or more, you will get free diamond jewelry. For example, you can buy a 1.2-carat total double halo diamond engagement ring at only $14.99 and get a free diamond tennis bracelet. Of course, one of the hot items itself. If you want to do something one of a kind, you can design your own dream ring from a sketch, a Pinterest board, or even a picture. You can also do it easy and risk-free with Robert Irwin Jewelers' meant-to-be guarantee. That means that for any reason, if you're unsatisfied with your custom-made engagement ring, you have a full 365 days to return it at the full purchase price. No questions asked. They don't do this as an insurance policy. This is how confident they are that you're going to love your ring. Again, I'm not just endorsing the product. I myself am a customer. This is where we got my wife's engagement ring. We've added on to the engagement ring. It is something that she truly loves. Again, now at the Summer of 1,000 Engagements, every purchase of $999 or more gets you also free diamond jewelry. You can even propose now and pay later with financing options like 12 months at 0% interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Visit any of their 5 locations or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Let's get into the list. The state of Louisiana. All right, so I've saved this for you, Tim, because we have at least been paying attention to, all right, who's going to follow Illinois' lead in the, are they going to tax people? Are they going to tax bets that are being made because the state of Illinois' legislature has added an additional tax? I do believe that both FanDuel and DraftKings have announced that they are going to charge. I think it's a 50 cents per bet, correct?
Yeah, which I think is silly, but regardless, I think it should be a minimum on your bet. Like if you're betting $11 to win $10, you shouldn't be bet charged an extra 50 cents.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think if you're throwing down $1,000 on a bet, all right, an extra 50 cents, you're probably not going to change your mind there. But regardless, I think it was short-sighted in that regard. But yes, that is the deal. DraftKings and FanDuel will be adding, I believe, 50 cents per bet.
Well, and the reality is I trust DraftKings and FanDuel to adjust more so than I do the policy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think DraftKings and especially when you're in that space where you're very customer dependent, like I think if they realize, all right, this is a bad idea, they seem to be willing to move on and change things more.
Well, and two, I mean, I know this isn't what you wanted to discuss, but DraftKings and FanDuel, for the most part, and you have both of those, right, in your state, they tend to attract more of the average better.
Retail shopping, yeah.
Yeah, you're the guy who wants to bet $20 on a same game parlay, right?
Yep.
And that's fine. Like, I'm not judging. Whatever you want to throw down on bets, I could care less. I've always been...
We don't unit shame here.
I'm the biggest, like, I don't give a crap if you bet a $10,000 or $10. I don't care. But if you're betting $10,000 or $1,000, yes, 50 cents extra is not that big of a deal. But, you know, think of it this way. we always talk about juice, right? That's what that's the house's take, right? So if you're betting $11 to win 10, that's minus 110 juice. If you add the 50-cent tax to that, it's still minus 115 juice. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So you just wonder if DraftKings and FanDuel will come to the realization, okay, we probably shouldn't, maybe like less than a $100 bet, there's no tax or something like that. But yeah, that was the thing that I thought. I don't know what, I haven't asked Derek Stevens about it, the owner of Circa, because they are live in Illinois. I don't think he's pleased about it. That's an assumption. I have not asked him personally. But yeah, I'd be curious if what they're going to do and other shops, because I think Illinois has got plenty of betting outlets.
All right. So the story that we were talking about, this is from Awful Announcing. Louisiana is set to follow suit in making the NIL collectives of universities in the state stretch further in comparison to schools in other states. According to David A. Lieb of the Associated Press, lawmakers passed a bill at the recent annual state session that would raise the state's 15% sports gambling tax to 21.5%, pending approval by Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry. I don't think that's, based on Jeff Landry's comments in the past, I don't think that's going to be a problem, because this is where it gets interesting. Expectations are that this will increase, that this increase in taxes will result in over $24 million in additional revenue, which will be spread across, quote, the state's most prominent institutions. As per the House versus the NCAA settlement, all Division I schools will be allowed to allocate a max of $20.5 million to their student athletes. In addition, though, these taxes are going to go to the collectives. And they also write, the state of Louisiana has acted quickly in helping all the public schools in the states get as much funding for their collectives as possible. Quote, we love football in Louisiana, said Neil Reiser, Republican state senator. That's the easiest way to say it. Without the athletes, we wouldn't have the revenue. I just felt like it's fairness that we do give something back and at the same time help generate the funds of universities. So this is my question to you.
I've got a big question here.
Well, how is the NCAA, which just had the most successful don't bet on it campaign, how are they going to deal with this?
Well, there's that. And then the picture on the article is of Brian Kelly holding up some trophy of a meaningless bowl game because, you know, they haven't won anything of importance.
Yeah, it was not meaningless to me. Baylor was a favorite in that game, and I got LSU with some juice.
Are they spreading this out evenly, or is this? We said all Louisiana programs,
but if you know the state of Louisiana like I do, no.
Why? We gonna send this to Baton Rouge a little bit more? Because I'm like,
Let me give you a little insight. You know how I refuse to call Louisiana Lafayette, Louisiana, like they want to be. It is because the state of Louisiana, all of these schools used to be directional schools. It was either Northeast, Southeast Louisiana, all this. So in order to attract students, they wanted to start go by the University of Louisiana at. They thought that was going to be a thing. That was passed, and you were able to do it, but the circumstances were no one was to be allowed to refer to themselves as the University of Louisiana. Why? Because the University of Louisiana is the Louisiana State University.
Because if this doesn't get, let's just say it goes through and this is helpful to the collectives of respective schools, to me, this is a big boom for Louisiana Tech, UL Lafayette, UL Monroe, I guess Grambling. I don't know if it would go down to the FCS levels.
I don't know if it goes to Southern as well.
Right. Southern is a public school as well. You know, Tulane's private, so they're not going to get any of this money. But yeah, that was the thing. I was like, is LSU just, is this basically, state tax to university, except we just give it all to LSU.
I think the way you have to look at it is, listen.
I mean, once you get to your peak, you can't spend more than $20.5 million. And of all those schools that we mentioned, the one that could get to that peak the easiest is LSU.
Yeah, you can't spend $20.5 million over the rev share. You can spend collectives.
I thought that was the whole clearinghouse thing. Now we have to see. All that weird. It's going to get messy, man.
Oh, I don't even. I mean, literally, it's just I'm waiting for the first lawsuit. I want someone to give me some odds on that.
Didn't we already have it?
The first lawsuit of a... No, I'm talking the first lawsuit
about the NIL go.
Of a NIL offer or whatever that didn't get approved by NIL go.
Yeah, because it's...
Yeah, I saw the stories.
Limiting,
I saw the stories the NCAA was promoting today. Over 130 deals are in the NIL Go portal, and a lot are getting approved. It's like, yeah, because you probably hand selected the ones that you wanted to go in first.
This is my shocked face.
Yeah, I the answer to your question is Tech, the
soon to be Sunbelt Louisiana Tech, huh?
Like all those schools. The reality is they're going to get more than they would have had, but this is going to fund the Tigers. I mean, that's the way that state works.
Yeah.
I am very curious to see if this gets, challenged. I mean, listen, I've got no problem with what they're doing, but, it is so tough when you toe this moral line that the NCAA does.
Well, I mean, professional sports do it too, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like they don't come out as strongly against it. I think they try to ignore it like they're not doing it.
I actually, to be honest, though, as much as I like to take my shots at the NCAA as much as anyone, I actually like the campaign that they put out there. Which it wasn't being like, how dare you bet on college sports? It was like, hey, don't be a clown.
No, I agree with you on that. I also think the fact that they were patting themselves on the back and they thought that that was effective when in reality it was just the favorites won and covered. that's what happened. It was a historic year for chalk.
Yeah, and the NCAA tournament, that's for sure. Yeah.
I mean, that's what they were using as the victory. Was the percentage of comments from the tournament. And I mean, you and I were complaining about how chalky it was.
I know. The NCAA tournament was not ultra kind to me.
You just had to lean into it. At a certain point, you just had to be like, all right, I guess I'm just laying a bunch of points here.
I guess I just bet Florida every game.
Yeah, let's see how that goes. Speaking of lawsuits, this one caught my eye. The University of Wisconsin. This is from Dan Murphy of ESPN. The University of Wisconsin filed a lawsuit Friday claiming Miami's football team broke the law by tampering with Badgers players, a first-of-its-kind legal attempt to enforce the terms of a financial contract between a football player and a school. The lawsuit refers to the athlete in question as, quote, student-athlete A, end quote, but details from the complaint line up with the offseason transfer of freshman DB Xavier Lucas. Lucas left Wisconsin and enrolled in Miami in January after saying the Badgers staff refused to enter his name into the transfer portal in December. In the complaint filed Friday, Wisconsin claims that a Miami staff member and a prominent alumnus met with Lucas and his family at a relative's home in Florida and offered him money to transfer shortly after Lucas signed a two-year contract last December. The lawsuit states that Miami committed torturous interference by knowingly compelling a player to break the terms of his deal with the Badgers. Quote, we are, while we reluctantly bring this case, we stand by our position that respecting and enforcing contractual obligations is essential to maintaining a level playing field, the school said in a statement provided to ESPN on Friday. According to the complaint, Wisconsin decided to file suit in hopes that, quote, during the watershed time for college athletics, this case will advance the overall integrity of the game by holding up programs legally accountable when they wrongfully interfere with contractual commitments, end quote. Am I being too harsh when I say this feels like loser talk?
Yes. No, you're not being too harsh. Wisconsin's done it too.
100%.
I don't like it. I wish there wasn't tampering, but there is. And that's why you get G5 coaches getting all fired up, or low-level P4 coaches, or Dave Clawson retiring, being like, you know what, screw this. Like, I have good players, and then they just leave. And that's just kind of the way it is. Whether you like it or not. And I think you get a little hurt when you're supposed to be a supposed big boy and someone gets poached from underneath your nose. Sorry, man.
I guess the problem that I have with this is, was his contract with Wisconsin or was it with the collective? Because if his contract was with Wisconsin, isn't that null and void immediately? Because the school at that point in time could not offer a deal.
I don't think they're going to win this one, if I had to guess.
So why do it?
I don't know.
Is it to, like, motivate your people being like, see, we're doing something? Yay? Because this, to me, just seems like it's going to be an incredible waste of money to do all the legal stuff.
And think about how much money they need to save because they have to buy out Luke Fickell.
Well, I mean, listen, your boys had the short for a few years now. Like,
I know. This is a big year for you. Got one of the hardest schedules in the country. Time to get rid of them.
Who's their quarterback going to be?
Billy Edwards from Maryland.
Did I see TBD's going to try to play again?
I don't think he's at Wisconsin.
Where did I see? Was it SMU maybe? I think he showed up somewhere again.
Yeah, he's at SMU.
Okay, so he's not going to play in front of Jennings, though.
Hey, man, make one more NIL check. Why not?
I mean, I will say Tyler Van Dyke has actually played this thing pretty well. If you look at, like, the schools he's picked, like Miami, SMU, like, he has picked some universities that are very much very concerned with making sure that their athletes are fairly compensated.
Yeah, I don't – not really sure how it's going to play out this year at Wisconsin. Like, if you're rolling it with Billy Edwards, okay, against that schedule, good luck.
Who did Maryland pick up?
They have – MJ Morris, I think, the NC State kid.
All right, so Wisconsin has Miami of Ohio, which is actually
best,
not
best,
like,
team in the MAC.
I was gonna say that's not the world's, like, that's an uncomfortable MAC team. MTS.
Real quickly, Maryland has. They're hoping to start a true freshman in Malik Washington.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's like a high 4-star. Yeah, yeah. I think they've got like a UCLA kid on their roster, but I think they're hoping to start the freshman.
Okay, so then they get MTSU at Bama, and then we have a revenge game. Then they have Maryland to close out September. All right, bye week.
I'll just say this. As you go into the month of October, before you read this off, read off that first four again.
Miami of Ohio, MTSU, at Bama, Maryland at home.
You better be 3-1 because October is brutal.
I think if you actually go 1-3 in this stretch, it's a win. So bye week, and then to Tim's point, you start off October at Michigan, Iowa at home, Ohio State at home, at Oregon. You better beat Iowa at home.
You're going to be an underdog in three of those four games, and the Iowa game won't be a big spread.
No, I mean,
you might be a home underdog against Iowa.
Yeah, I was saying, if you told me that Iowa was actually favoring that game, I'm not sitting here.
No,
I'm not having to pick up my jaw. But to your point, feels like it's going to be a field goal either way.
And then your month of November, you've got Washington, who I think could be pretty darn good with Damon Williams, at Indiana, home to Illinois, who we just talked about as maybe being a sneaky playoff team. And then you finish up the season against Minnesota, rowing the boats for the Paul Bunyan axe.
I also feel like...
And you might have a coach fired by then.
I was about to say, I also feel like Fleck, like, thrives in that, here comes the wounded gazelle. Like, let's put him out of his misery. Like, I feel like that's his sweet spot. All right, you mentioned Washington, because I feel like I'm starting to see Washington buzz. I'm like, where is this coming from? All right, Colorado State, UC Davis, bye week. Crapple Cup in Pullman, but it feels like Washington State is just been gutted. Ohio State at home,
at Maryland, Rutgers.
They're going to lose that Maryland game.
At Michigan, Illinois at home. I think that Illinois going to Seattle at the end of October feels like a kind of a weird game for them.
So I put together a way too extensive situational spots
for Go on.
All Power Four conferences. And a couple of my favorites involved Big Ten teams. Washington going rivalry game, Ohio State, cross-country travel to Maryland, who's coming off a bye. They're going to lose that game. That is a brutal spot for Washington. I had someone text or tweet me this. Illinois, who we're giving all this love to, think about this sandwich. At Indiana.
Yep.
Home to USC. At Purdue, home to Ohio State. Purdue will be coming off a bye. That'll be their chance to get a signature win under a first-year coach. That's going to be, circle that one as an annoying game.
Okay. See if you hang in. I think George will agree with me on this. So Indiana starts the year, Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State.
Brutal.
And then they have Illinois at home.
Yep. Massive game. 3-point favorite, I think.
Does that, George, does that not smell exactly like Ole Miss's start of the season last year?
That
Except
smells...
Illinois is way better than Kentucky was. But, like,
yeah.
you haven't been tested. No one really knows. Like, you've just been probably lighting it up against a bunch of cupcakes. And then,
oh, and Cignetti will win all those games.
Right.
By 60.
And, but the last thing I want to do is turn around and see a Burt team.
And you know good and well, I really like Illinois' quarterback.
Yes.
Very good.
We like Luke Altmyer. He's a good dude.
Good player after last year as well.
I mean, Luke was always fine. It's just Luke was just not as good as Dart.
No.
And he wanted to play.
Can't blame him. Not at all. He's proving it. And I agree. I like all the hype right now for Illinois. I think that team is a lot returning. Good coach. Right, good quarterback.
How many losses can I get Indiana to? Illinois. Yep. At Iowa. At Oregon.
What's Iowa going to look like this year? Like, I'm just...
They're going to look like... I guarantee,
Iowa normally?
No, they're going to have offense this year.
Whoa.
The kid from South Dakota State, they spent a boatload of cash to get a quarterback.
But didn't they also... The punter's gone too, though, right?
That I'm not
I think
aware
the, I think they had a punter last year that, like, it was electric to watch.
So go look up Mark Gronowski's stat, just highlights. The kid was an absolute baller at South Dakota State. And before you roll your eyes and be like, oh, South Dakota State's FCS. Dude, that team would be the best MAC team, the best outside of Boise, probably the second best Mountain West team. Like, South Dakota State's the real deal.
Listen, South Dakota State plays Iowa tough every year.
Yeah.
That's probably where they saw them.
Speaking of spots real quickly, Iowa State, how about this one? They open the season in Ireland. They come home. They don't have a bye week. Instead, they're playing FCS quarterfinalist South Dakota, and then they play Iowa for the Cy-Hawk. As Phil Steele pointed out in his magazine, Iowa State all-time 3-10 ATS against FCS opponents. So, yeah.
Has anyone paid? What did my boy Jonathan Smith do in the portal this year? I know he's got a role with Childs because that's his guy.
Yeah.
Because I'm really working to get Indiana to 6 losses.
This kid Gronowski's got some juice. He has a live
arm. He's a baller.
Yeah.
Easy.
He almost went pro. He decided. So I had Scott Docterman on
Super
the podcast.
Nice touch.
He can run too. He ran for like 800 yards a year ago. The kid's a dude.
All right.
He picked between Iowa and Miami.
All right. So I can get Illinois, Iowa, at Oregon. I can see Sparty. I can see Jonathan. I'm flagging my boy Jonathan Smith to see how he is against the number this year. I could be back. I had to bail on him last year because he just didn't have enough of his kind of guys that have to know what the number is, but I am monitoring.
Yeah, Tim's spot on there with Gronowski and being able to run. He just took a helmet off the hip and took it 50 yards to the house.
All right, UCLA at home at Maryland.
Maryland off a bye.
Okay, so you got a situational spot there. All right, one,
with Penn
two,
State, with
three,
Penn State waiting
four,
in the wings.
Five, six. I mean, if Wisconsin is live, I can get them to 7 losses. This is the power of Kurt Cignetti. Like, Do you realize how hard it is to make people not root for Indiana football? Like, you should root for Indiana football, like, just as an American. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, the fact that it makes you just like, ugh, gross, that's the power of Cignetti's front running.
What's UCLA going to, what is UCLA going to look like with Nico?
Well, that's the other thing. Didn't UCLA hire Sinceri? Hired, I think they hired Indiana's offensive coordinator.
Tino Sinceri, yeah.
Was that the Alabama DB? I'm always a little skeptical when a DB becomes an offensive coordinator.
No, he played quarterback at Pittsburgh.
Okay, so it's the other Sinceri. Ooh, yeah. Would I trust an Alabama DB to call plays or a Pitt quarterback that played under
he was under Narduzzi. Graham.
Oh, he was okay. So he didn't play.
I think he was under Graham.
Okay, Graham actually kind of ran some pretty good stuff. I'm actually not that opposed. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's talk about, we've got a game 7. We got some other interesting things. We got to talk how we're going to bet game 7. So I want to discuss that with Tim next when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
ESPN. All right, Tim, I wanted to get your thoughts. So, of course, obviously, big topic this week was Stephen A. Smith. And now, because we're a city that needs all the PR that we can get, we're going to have to roll out the red carpet in the hopes that he'll go on TV and then say nice things about us. Like, it sucks. Like, we get it. No one's thrilled about it, but we also know what the score is. So, that's where we are. But I have this question for you. Because maybe this is me being cynical, but wouldn't you say the general populace has not enjoyed Stephen A. during the finals? Would you say that is a fair statement to make?
Yes.
Okay. maybe this is what makes me cynical. I think it doesn't matter. I still think that we are in this era of it does not matter. They don't talk about nobodies. And in the end, even if it's negative attention, it's still attention, and they don't care. Because
you talk about Stephen A. Smith doesn't care?
Yes. No, I'm saying ESPN doesn't care. I don't think we're going to get less Stephen A. during the finals. Do you? Like, I don't think he's done anything that ESPN is going to like, for instance, Marshawn wrote ESPN's reevaluating the announcing booth. I do not think I'm going to read a story about ESPN reevaluating its positioning of Stephen A. Smith.
No, but I think the question that many people are concerned about is what will his involvement be on Inside the NBA? Are they going to force him down our throats next NBA Finals? He was on with Van Pelt last night. And, you know,
I did love the move. I was watching during the pregame show, and they were making their picks, and all of a sudden, he puts his daughter next to him. And she's a beautiful girl, but it's like, oh my God, he just did the Draymond, the human shield. He brought his kid on the stage.
I mean,
So this is Mark Titus said today on his show, I have zero problem with anything Stephen A. Smith is saying or doing if he wasn't on the NBA Finals broadcast. The fact that ESPN has appointed him to be one of the voices you hear when you tune into the NBA Finals, that's the only problem I have with it. You're allowed to talk S, but the fact that if you try to avoid the Stephen A. BS and you're like, you know what I want to do? I love basketball, so I want to watch the two best basketball teams to compete for the highest honor in professional basketball. If you choose to do that, you'll get Stephen A. in your face. And you're just like, GD, this guy's awful. I almost forget it because I don't watch all the other S he does. I bring that quote up not to be like, see, this supports it. I think that's what most people think, right?
Yeah, like I personally, I can avoid First Take in my life. Like that's easy. But when I'm watching pregame show coverage, I'm with that take from Titus, which is, do you want him? Is he the best person to evaluate a game? Or preview a game? I think we all know the answer to that.
But I guess this is my larger point. The reason why I find myself not getting as worked up, I feel like, as everyone else is, I just don't think this is changing.
No, and we already talked about this too. This is what he does. And when you take the bait, then they're winning, right? And it was the same with Skip Bayless for all those years when he was going at LeBron. And still does, or whatever his dumb take is going to be. Is he on TV still?
No, he is doing his... it seems like he's... I would presume he has some type of non-compete. And he's waiting out the Fox deal. And then he's doing... like he's launched his own like video podcast. But I mean, he's largely out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, so I was like, I haven't heard from him in a while. Which is a good thing. I think the question, you know, because everybody seems to believe, I know Simmons has said it, you know, Barkley has even alluded to it. Is ESPN going to mess with Inside the NBA? I don't think they are.
They haven't really
messed with McAfee.
I was just say I have my issues with ESPN. Honestly, of the concerns that I have, one that I am pretty close to a nothing burger is that they're going to interfere with Inside the NBA. And the example that I would cite is McAfee. The only thing they've done with McAfee is when Aaron Rodgers came on and they said that ABC's late night host was on the Epstein list. They said, we would really like it if we were not paying somebody to be on the show that was declaring that our late night host is on the Epstein list. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, he has rival people on the show all the time. Like, he curses. Like, yeah, he does whatever he wants. And I guess the counter would be, well, it's not in prime time. Like, the NBA Finals will be next year.
I think they're going to be overly sensitive to anything that they do could be misconstrued.
I agree. All right. I'll say this, though. We pondered this as well, and I don't know the answer. This is the first time they've gone all out with Van Pelt for the NBA Finals, bringing him to all the NBA Finals games. Is this like a swan song?
I don't know.
Because he's really damn good.
You and I talked about it. What is ESPN's best postgame show?
It's him.
It doesn't matter what sport it is either.
And to his credit, as we discussed, whether it's Sunday, he always has an X's and O's guy on. I think it's usually Hasselbeck. Whether it's Monday, he brings on Ryan Clark usually. He's got guys that he respects and trusts, clearly. Legler's his guy for the NBA. Now, does he throw on Mike Breen? Does he throw on Stephen A? Sure. But the players also love talking to him. Like, I don't know if you've noticed this. Like, the interactions that he's had with these players live has been pretty damn impressive. I think they've been great. I think Halliburton, by the way, is an awesome interview. Did you see what he said last night about, like, what people are going to be talking about the next 2 days?
No, I did not.
So this is what he said to SVP last night. He goes, for the next 2 days, everybody's going to be talking about how good we looked, how well we played, how much pressure is on OKC. That's going to be the narrative. We got to do a good job of staying away from that stuff. I think that can be poison. And he's totally right.
No, I mean, I the only thing I'd push back is I don't see anyone talking. You know what I mean?
What? No, I don't.
I used to think that a lot of the NBA small market avoidance, I used to think a lot of that was like overblown and oftentimes kind of being thin-skinned. I think that it's fair to say they have not been interested in their own finals this year.
So dumb. It's just so dumb. These playoffs, as we said to start the show, have been really good. And these finals have been really good. It's the first Game 7 we're getting the NBA Finals in 9 years.
Now, the bigger question is, how do we bet it?
Well, conventional wisdom would say play the under. But the problem is, books are sadly not dumb. They adjusted the total from Game 6 to Game 7 by 7 points without any injury. So here are the totals for Games 1 through 6. 230, 227.5, 226, 227, 225.5, 222.5, 223. Game 7 is 215.5. Now, here are the last five Game 7's total points. 2016, 182. 2013, 183. 2010, 162. 2005, 155. Ugh. 1994, 174. But the market, obviously, they are not dumb. They know how this thing is going to be bet, so I wouldn't be shocked if you saw some over money at some point.
Yeah, I almost wonder, like, at what point do you just like, man, all right, man, I'll play the number.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think some people are going to do and see if it moves that way. I think I'll probably play a little under on principle, but I think I might play first half Oklahoma City. I mean, Oklahoma City has been remarkably good in bouncing back.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Tim, you'd asked what your favorite sports commenter, Skip Bayless, had been up to. Well, I've got an update for you.
Oh, thank God.
On the latest episode of Skip versus Ernestine, the podcast featuring Skip Bayless and his wife, there was a question about your celebrity hall pass. Quote, we went to see Donnie and Marie in Vegas, and I'm looking at Marie, and I'm kind of like, gosh, she's hot. One thing led to another, and I think she kind of likes me, kind of has a crush on me. So I do kind of just like, hey, man, any like that's how you get to be Skip. Like, any woman that meets me can't resist me.
Sounds about right.
In front of his wife. I very much enjoy that. All right, my man, good luck to us this weekend, whatever we figure out we're going to do.
We will do our best.
We will do our best. That is, of course, Tim Murray. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Tim, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.